Now, in that example, I was trying to show how by people labeling me as a professor, how that got in the way of the human connection that I wanted to have for teaching to take place. And there's another label that I think gets in the way of quality of connection in the family, and that's when we see people as children rather than as human beings. Let me show you what I mean by this. When I work with parents, I have done this exercise. I put one half of the parents in one room and the other half in a different room. And within each room, I further break them up into groups of five and give each group a large sheet of paper and ask them to write out a role play between themselves and another person. And in this role play, I tell each group in both rooms, the other person has borrowed something from you. Write what you would say to this person, then write down what you predict they would say back, and keep this dialogue going. So both groups in both areas have the same situation. How do you communicate with somebody who borrows something but doesn't return it? The only difference is in one of the groups, I tell them that the other person is one of their neighbors. In the other group, I tell them it's one of their children. When the groups finish with this dialogue, they come in and put it up on the wall so that everybody can see what each of the groups in the different rooms did. And I ask the whole group then, which group showed the most compassion? Now, they still didn't know they were dealing with a different person. They both thought that they had the same situation. And every time I have done this exercise, everybody agreed that the person who was labeled the neighbor got far more respect in the communication than did the child. So when we are in this position of authority called parent, if we don't watch out, we allow our cultural training to lead us to treat this person we label as our child in a way that's far less respectful and caring than people we would label as our neighbors. So when I work with parents, we work at how to see this person that we might see as our child. But when we're talking with them, we want to be sure that the quality of the connection is the same as one would see in our relationship with an adult for whom we had great esteem. Now, of course, our vocabulary may be different. We may have to use different words with somebody who's 3 years old than with 33 years old. But I would hope that we would see the same empathy for this person as we would for an older person. I would hope that we would show the quality of honesty where we revealed our own feelings and needs and requests, not criticism and demands, whether this person is 3 or 53. An experience I had with my children that relates to this occurred once when I was doing a mediation between a street gang and a police department. In this conflict, 3 people had been killed. 2 gang members, and 1 member of the police department. The members of the police department that I was working with were white, and members of the street gang were black. It was a very tense encounter. There was great stereotypes in the group that made it hard for them to relate as human beings. Instead of being able to see each other as humans, they saw each other by their labels, gang members or police. It was hard to get them to see each other's humanness. I went home from this work, kind of exhausted, and when I got in my back door, my 3 children were fighting. And I said, "Hey, I'm really in a tense mood right now. I really have a need for some relaxation. Could you postpone this war for about another hour?" And my oldest son looked at me and said, Do you want to talk about it?" I was very touched by his offering this, and what went on in my head is, "How cute!" But I didn't take his offer seriously, because I had him labeled as a child, my child. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, I was doing the same thing to him that I saw going on between the police and the street gang, because of the labels they had of each other. They couldn't see each other's humanness. And here I am, the same way of thinking, what is called in the technical language, objectifying. Instead of seeing a human being in front of me, I'm seeing a title, my child. Oh, I was so glad this came to me so quickly, because when I said, yes, I would like to talk about it. And he and my other two children followed me into the living room, and I poured out the pain that I was feeling to see people treating each other this way, that they couldn't see each other's humanness. I think I talked for 45 minutes, and the three children, then aged 4, 5, and 8 or 9, they all just listened very empathically. And after that time, I just felt wonderful. And I recall we turned on the stereo and we danced together. So when we are in these positions labeled authority within families, within schools, within business place, it's very easy, if we don't watch out, to lose connection with our own humanness and the humanness of others. And we see people as titles.